Cleveland Heights on the radio and at WEOL.com. Stream 1, Stream 2 features Rob Polinsky and Mr. Matt Douglas calling Elyria Catholic and Bay, both broadcasts scheduled to begin right around 7 o'clock with the Dr. Karen Kramer pregame show. We head back to the hotline as Tim Gebhardt joins us to talk about the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame a couple days ago. It was announced 6 individuals and 1 team part of this year's class. They will induct this year's class at the ceremony on May 4th at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. Tim, a pleasure to have you on as always, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, Andy. Thanks for having me on to be able to talk about the Hall of Fame.
Well, a lot of outstanding individuals and 1 great team as well, and I want to begin with Tony Godbolt Jr. It sounds like success literally and figuratively runs in the Godbolt family.
Well, it really does. His father, Tony Sr., played on a couple of very good Lurie High football teams back in the 60s. And then 20 years for Jr. to play for Lurie High in 1989. And he had a successful campaign as well. The Pioneers won the Erie Shore Conference that year, and that might have been because of Tony Godbolt's exploits at that. Well, you know, as a football, it's a team sport, but Tony Godbolt certainly has a lot to do with it. He 1,400 yards that season. I was talking with your cohort, Tim Alcorn, the other night at the voting, as a matter of fact, about Tony Jr., and Tim happened to be calling the game when Tony set the record for 302 yards or 303 yards individual game rushing for Lurie High, scored 1 touchdown of 99 yards. His name's in the Ohio High School Athletic Association record book for that. And also he ran a 54-yarder, which Tim Alcorn says was even a better run than the 99-yarder. He says the 99-yarder, he kind of just broke free and it was off to the races. The 54-yarder, he said he had to go back and forth and back and forth and break a couple of tackles and get himself into the end zone for the Pioneers that night against Vermillion.
Interesting how that works, isn't it? A 54-yarder is more impressive than a 99-yarder, although I could see how that might be the case. You're right, sometimes you just hit a hole and you get into a bunch of green space and nobody around you. Other times you got to do a little more work in order to free yourself and get into pay dirt. But that's interesting how he broke that down. Now, of course, Godbolt going to be joined by a number of other individuals. The Elyria Wrestling Program has been strong for a very, very long time. Tell us about Danny Mitchiff. What made him so special?
Well, you know, obviously Danny Mitchiff at Lurie High was a state champion, won the state crown in 2005 at 119 pounds. His career record at Lurie High was 132-13. That's pretty good. Then he goes on to Kent State. He qualified for the NCAA Nationals all 4 years, All-American Conference finalists all 4 years. And he remains, I think I just looked it up today, he's second in wins at Kent State. He had 131 wins while he was at Kent State. Then he went on and competed for the United States in the World Freestyle Tournament 4 times as well. So, you know, that's quite a legacy that Danny has for Elyria. Of course, you know Lurie High's wrestling program is nationally renowned, and Danny Mitchiff certainly is a part of that.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think what's remarkable about what you just told us was that not only was he really successful when he was at Elyria, but, boy, he had a lot of success outside of Elyria as well. So,
absolutely.
A remarkable career, no question about that.
He went on and actually coached for a while at Kent State as well. So, I mean, he's kind of turned what he did and kind of helping other wrestlers obtain the same results.
Well, and Tammy Porter, another one that really stood out on this list because she's already a Hall of Famer. She's in the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame. What made her stand out?
Well, you know, Tammy was one of the members of the medley team that was inducted last year to Lurie Sports Hall of Fame. It's well overdue that Tammy gets in. I mean, she was a state champion 100-yard dash back in 78. She also was on that relay team, like I said. So that's 2 state championships that she was a part of as a track person at Elyria High. And not only that, she also made a name for herself on the basketball floor. She was a defensive player of the year for Elyria High's team back in 1978. So, I mean, she's a very good athlete. And like I said, it's well overdue that Tammy is honored to go into the Sports Hall of Fame.
We're talking with Tim Gebhardt about this year's Elyria Sports Hall of Fame inductees. The ceremony is May 4th at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. Boy, and this next gentleman, and correct me if I'm saying his name the wrong way here, it's Deson Robinson?
That's correct.
Now, he had a terrific soccer career back in the early to mid-2000s. What was it that made that career so special?
Well, you know, Robinson transferred over to Elyria High School from Shaker Heights. His father is a minister, and I think he changed churches. You know, was involved in a change to go to be the pastor in Elyria, and so of course Deson came. He played 2 years at Elyria High School, and he was such an outstanding soccer player. He's only the second soccer player that the Sports Hall of Fame has put in. The other one was Erica Kleinhunts, the girl soccer player from Elyria Catholic. So it's quite an honor for him to be the first male soccer player that Elyria Sports Hall of Fame has put into the Hall of Fame. He went on and played. He was a defensive player at Dayton University and went on to play professionally with the Chicago Fire in the Major League Soccer from 2006 to 2011. So he's made quite a name for himself in the sport of soccer. And he still, as I understand it, he still communicates quite a bit with Brett Heiberger, who is the current coach at Elyria High. The people at Elyria High School tell me that while he was a student there, he was just an outstanding young man, and they're very proud of his accomplishments.
So yet another one that had a great deal of success, not only when he was at Elyria, but when he left Elyria and graduated, he went on to do a number of special things, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us about Kelly Ruth. You know, speaking of those who had terrific high school careers, boy, what a volleyball career she had.
Well, this is really special for me because Kelly grew up down the street from me on Crestview Drive where I live. Her mom and dad still live there. They're neighbors of mine up the street, and I saw Kelly just kind of grow into an outstanding athlete. Played 3 years varsity at Elyria High School. While she was there, the team was 68-11. They got to the regional finals twice. Just couldn't get over that hump to get to the state finals. But she had an outstanding career. Was named Miss Volleyball for Lorain County her senior season. And then after that, just like the others that we've been speaking of, Kelly went on and played at Xavier, where she was, had excelled in the Atlantic 10 Conference. She was named Player of the Week 5 times over there. She was All-Conference. And her name, you go into the record book at Xavier, and her name is still listed among the leaders in digs and kills. She's that's one of those soccer terms for finishing off a point. She was an outstanding collegiate as well.
Well, when you can, lead the way in both digs and kills, that says a lot about you, no question about
it. Absolutely.
That's a very difficult sport, I think, that just doesn't really get the run that it necessarily deserves. That's a very, very physically demanding sport. So,
I enjoy covering volleyball. It's one of my favorite sports to cover because you're right. It's when you have two very good teams going against each other, It's really fun to watch them participate and compete against each other. It's a great sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And one team that was extraordinarily competitive and opposing teams hated going up against, especially opposing offenses, was the 1979 Elyria High School football team. Tim, it sounds like it was really tough to score on these guys.
Boy, I would say that they had 8 shutouts that season, 7 of them to start the season. And then they go up against Finley. Finley kind of stunned them the first time they had the ball. Finley drove 81 yards and scored to open the game that night. That had to be a stunner. But Elyria came back and won that game 8-7. They had a 2-point conversion to end up winning the game. Then they shut out Mansfield the next week. Ended the season against Lorain, their bitter rival. And, of course, Lorain wanted to beat Elyria as they always do, you know, those two teams when they go at each other. And it took a late score by the Pioneers to end up winning that game by the score of 9-8. So Lurie only gave up 15 points the whole season. It kind of blows your mind when you really think about it, the way offenses are today. Of course, the rules were a little bit different back then. There was a lot more that they could do defensively to stop, you know, passing plays and so forth. And, you know, the defense had to be that way because Lurie was pretty offensively challenged that season. They only scored 117 points themselves. So they had a lot of games that year that they won, you know, scores like 3-0 and 7-0 and things of that sort. So the defense had to do what they had to do. They picked off 22 passes. There was 22 interceptions that the team had, and they also picked up 13 fumbles. So, I mean, that team had 35 turnovers that they caused. That's pretty good for a defense to turn the ball over 35 times, and I imagine many of those led to some scores for the offense.
Wow, what a season. So yeah. 35 turnovers, and they only allowed 15 points?
Right.
Jeez, man, that really is remarkable. What a year for that team, the 1979 Elyria High School football team. And, of course, we can't leave out JoJo Gajewska. I mean, if you've been to EC, you know who JoJo is, right?
Oh, absolutely. Here's JoJo. He's such an important part of Elyria Catholic's program. What a great attitude. He just has an enthusiastic attitude about him. He's willing to do anything that the team and the coaches want. He just loves being around the team. Helps paint the field, helps fill the coolers. He'll be around probably after everybody's gone, helping clean up. And what a great person this guy is. Well deserving of the Distinguished Service Award.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun for him that night with the rest of the others as well. Again, the ceremony takes place May 4th at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. Should be a great time. Are tickets on sale yet?
The tickets will be announced soon. I imagine that the next week we'll be putting them online to get them sold. What we try to do first is contact all the inductees and get them so they can understand how the process works and so forth. And then the tickets will be available on our website, which is EliriaSportsHallOfFame.org. There's a place that you can go right on there and reserve your ticket. It's always an outstanding evening. Tim is one of our PA persons. You know, he'll introduce all the inductees. So we always include Tim, the voice of Lorain County, on our program.
Very good stuff. And again, it's May 4th. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. And we'll be in contact with some of the individuals here leading up to that day as well to have them on the show also. We always enjoy doing that every single year.
Super. That's great.
Well, you are just a couple blocks south of here tonight. Is the game, are you at Elyria or at Shaker tonight?
It's at Elyria High School. Elyria plays Shaker Heights. You know, Shaker had that unfortunate situation on Tuesday. It wasn't the team, it wasn't the school, but they had an individual that got out of hand at their game against Brush, and they had to actually cancel that at halftime. They're going to try to reschedule that game. I've been over to Shaker many, many times, and I know that school does an outstanding job to make sure that the fans are, you know, that the safety and of the players and the fans and so forth are number their top priority. So I can't blame the school for what happened there. Just one of those things where an individual just got out of hand during the basketball game.
Well, should be interesting to see what the Pioneers can do against Shaker tonight. Certainly look forward to reading your article tomorrow morning in the Chronicle-Telegram, my friend. Tim, as always, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, boy. Always love coming on your show. It's a little tough today following Joel Hammond, but I'll try to give it my best. You know, that Penn State reputation that he has, not quite sure that I have the same background as that.
Oh, you exceeded expectations. Hammond's got some very big shoes to fill next time he comes on. Tim, thank you again.
All right, Bull. Take care.
You too. Again, Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here talking about this year's inductees into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. All right, we need to get to a break. Coming up here in just a few, Matt Douglas will tell us what's going on with the local news, and then we will come back for the second half of today's show. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEO.